flag it.
We're back. Hey, you're back on show four of Firesign Theaters, talking over each other. Took a little break there. Talked to all the people here at KBOO and watched most of our audience go.
Put a bird on it.
I mean, really, only the holdouts, the surrealists are left. Everybody else, good audience, but that was enough. They had an hour and
all
10 minutes.
Women were scared by the nipples story, and they all left.
Some of them were embarrassed by the dead air. Yeah. They just couldn't take it.
When you guys do a show, like at a theater, like in Portland, Oregon,
right?
Is it like as confusing and as like mentally challenging as this time on the air?
It depends on what frame of mind you come to the theater.
Are you with the government? Just want to know. This is a question I want to ask.
I'm with some government.
Uh-oh. Don't answer this question.
A kind of a government. We think of ourselves as a government.
Oh, well.
We're a loose alliance of people who think that we are in control.
We can answer.
Can you? Think so?
The show is not anywhere this confused.
What kind of a theater are you at?
It's not this structure.
It's the one where we're in the front with the lights on us, and the other people are sitting in the
seats. It's more improvised.
You know that one?
That's a good one.
We're on
an
elevated platform that's raked so that if we fall down, we'll roll into the audience.
Well, it's an old religious thing. If you have all the light on you, and they're in the dark, and you're up here, and they're down there, you're fucking gods.
Yeah, you got it.
Come on.
Are you actually going to be in a theater?
Yeah, we're going to be in what's the name of the theater?
Winningstadt Theater. It's in Vienna.
Yeah.
It's not in Vienna.
No, it's on the corner of Vienna.
It's on the corner of Vienna.
Yeah. You know, if you want to see
it on Broadway.
They have this rolling sign. We sat there waiting for the Fireside Theater
to
come up.
I have a picture of it.
You know, it goes on. Yeah. Gay Choir, Joy to the World.
No, it's Fireside Theater and then the Gay Choir.
Yeah.
If you remember, well, you don't because you're some loony from the government, but when the Fireside Theater first got together, one of the places that we played was a movie theater. It was showing Fahrenheit 451.
In Sunland.
Right, in Sunland.
Yeah.
And it said, next week, the Marquis Chimps.
Yeah, do you realize that was the same? We went out for a rehearsal to do that, and that's in the back of the Volkswagen, is when David Osmond said, you know, the next album, it's got to have some title, I don't know, something like, Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. We go,
wait a minute.
What the fuck? And of course, you couldn't get any more like, I don't know.
Surreal
or the next.
Real.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, why not?
That's it.
Sure.
That's great.
Well, Bergman had just said when we were at that very same theater in Sunland, about to go on to play The Giant Rat of Sumatra or something like him, where, you know, it's these cement aisles on either side of the screen, and Bergman and I are crouched in the aisles waiting to go on as whatever we were. And Peter says, you know, I thought we'd title the next album, How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All? And I said, Pete, that's really too long.
Yeah.
And then we had to go on stage immediately after that. And
Yeah. Otherwise, that would have happened.
That's where those names come from.
I swear, I remember David telling me in New York at a party at George Plimpton's apartment.
Six. Name drop. Yep.
Guy.
That's
yep.
number six, isn't it?
True.
Isn't that it?
Telling me that.
I heard Rugrats during the break. That's five. And there you go, Plimpton 6. I haven't dropped one yet.
I swear to God, that's where you told me about Dwarf.
Is that right?
No, that's absolutely wrong. This is the real story.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
We were at the apartment of our illustrator for that.
Bob Grossman.
Bob Grossman's apartment. Okay, yeah. Bob Grossman's studio. Apartment. Bob's his apartment, his studio, his whole thing. And he had a swing in his living room,
in his loft. Right.
And Austin and I, he was swinging, or I was swinging, or we both were swinging. And he said, you know, George Tirebiter, that's really a funny name. And I said, yeah. He said, I think that ought to be the name of the lead in the next album, and you should play him. Oh, really? It's George Tirebiter. Because George Tirebiter, to me, was a dog that walked up and down the street in Los Angeles. Thank you. Is it the USC mascot? So that's what I remember. So how's your story?
Well, I think I'm more confused than you even imagine yourself to be.
I have a very clear memory.
Between the two of us, we're sort of in the
ballpark. We were both in New York.
Maybe it was that the person who I mentioned before was at that party. We were not at his house. He was at Grossman's.
If you say it's only half a point.
I'm not.
Go on, buy him.
But I've
been
to his house.
George Plimpton for half a point. I just did it.
Six
and a half. That's it.
if you want to mention people who were at the party that you were at, yeah. I mean, my God, we could all sit around for hours. Oh, yeah, and she was there. Oh, really?
Not me. No, I'm very small, very select group of friends.
Linda Ronstadt. We all knew Linda Ronstadt.
That's 7.5.
That's hardly worth it.
And that's so old school. But Jerry Brown is governor. It is.
I saw the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen on television the other day. Something, I think it was even on PBS.
Oh, no.
It was.
What, public broadcast system?
They said, ladies and gentlemen, Davy Jones.
Oh. No.
And out comes Davy Jones of the Monkees singing some insatiably stupid Monkees song.
Huh. Some Enchanted Evening?
No.
Some Enchanted Monkey.
Some Enchanted Monkey. I heard them sing Some Enchanted Monkey, and I was gobsmacked.
Yes. Wake Up Sleepy Jean. Oh. That's what he's singing. He is round as only an aging man can get.
He's gotten round.
As have we all. Made
speak
up.
Speak for yourself, Hideo.
Made up a quarter inch of thick pancake makeup all over him. Davey. His hair dyed a color that God had not invented
pancakes.
Yet.
Oh, yeah. That's so sad.
That wasn't
it
Davey.
Was the single was, most embarrassing thing. It wouldn't have
it wasn't
been.
Him.
It was
no. He
him?
Was the real him. Was appearing.
Did he have
at the
his
Hiawatha
Club? Did he have his
Maui.
Locker with him?
That was his number two.
Did he have his locker with him?
Could you tell?
You're
makeup?
Saying. Wait.
Did he have his keys?
Is this just some bizarre? Is this some bizarre fantasy of yours?
Oh no.
Everything.
Are you telling me that seriously? People are like entertainers clone themselves and just
Google it, baby.
Why
don't
are we talking
don't trust
about
the
monkeys?
No, don't Google anything it's because it'll just come up the nipples thing again.
We're doing okay, a show. Wiki me, honey. You go up on Wikipedia. You know about Wikipedia? That's for people who are so smart that they go through Wikipedia faster than you can change the page. So they've got Wikipedia, which is the same thing as the just
sort of
it up.
Wiki
for most
fast.
People, it'll just give you grand mal. But for the
Wiki,
people who are smart,
Wiki,
they got it.
WikiWiki is fast in Hawaiian. That's where it comes from.
Really?
Yeah, we're just talking about the fact that the real Jones was playing in Hawaii. When
okay.
Brian Jones.
11,
and the Celtic word
30.
Campbell means twisted mouth.
No. You said comedy comes from twisted mouth.
I thought you were going
that twisted mind
down here. I was, the other end of the table. But
do you remember at the Sunland Theater, Marquee next week?
Yeah, where
Marquee
we changed in the we changed in the barbershop.
That's right. Exactly my point. Yeah. That
was
the, that
that's
was
a point.
Thing, that was the thing I was going to bring up.
That's a point.
He was going to tell
and
him.
There
it's
was,
picaresque.
There
it's
were three
point.
People in the audience.
There were?
I don't know.
They were there
that.
To see Fahrenheit 451.
No, there were more than three.
That was my mother.
No. There were about, it's much more embarrassing than that. There were about 34 people.
And
in
the Marquis Chips.
That's how bad it was. I've done, Proctor and I played a place, a huge club that held 1,000, and there were three people for our second show in the front table looking right down. And the rest of the place was a cavern, right? I looked down and I said, we're going to be at the in New York. We'll give you a free ticket.
Hey, listen, Abe Vigoda once told me.
Eight and a half. We're at 7.5. Abe Vigoda. No, he only gets half.
He played to one little old lady in New York with a cast of about 20 in a show because a blizzard had hit. Right at the time that the show was supposed to start. And she was the only one who'd gotten there early because she was old. And they asked her, they said, would you like to see the show? And she said, okay. So they did the entire two-act play for this one little old lady.
Are you trying to sell me Abe Vigoda so I'll give you an 8.5? what is this? Are you pimping for Abe Vigoda? Half a
too
point.
Many people
sorry.
Have worked
you
with Abe Vigoda.
No, you didn't convince me at all. We're at 8.5. We're at 9.
Okay.
We're 9.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about the Hilltop Theater in Tahunga.
Yeah.
This was the very last theatrical vaudeville performance in history. This is 1968.
That's right.
And we're working with a movie, and next week it's the Marquis Chimps. Yeah. And who knows after that, an athletic, act.
We're the end of vaudeville.
It was the complete end of vaudeville. So I think we quite righteously feel that we've spanned from there to right where we are right now. How weird is that?
It's getting weirder.
Boy,
it is getting weirder, though, because time is moving on. And you find that magical and wondrous, you told me a while ago.
What, the time is moving on?
No,
I find it hideous and horrifying.
No, no, you said the whole thing, just, you know, looking around and being you, you said the world was glorious and wonderful.
No, no, no.
I find it mundane. I find it quotidian, but that's just
me. I am a person whose camper was attacked by a tree this year.
That's right.
Don't try and give me some load of bullshit.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, put a bird on it.
Life sucks.
Aspergers, okay? I've been having them Aspergers.
Aspergers, is that
disease?
It
lowers my effect, and I don't seem to care about you at all, only me.
Aspergers is the disease where you forget what it is that you're suffering from.
No, no, no. Aspergers, man, I'll tell you, you eat them and you become really self-centered, kind of arrogant, and thoroughly in love with yourself.
Have you ever had Cajun Aspergers?
Ability to really
blackened Aspergers?
It's not sociopathy, but it's one step.
God, it is amazing. I mean, how self-indulgent has any group of entertainers ever been?
We are it.
Including, for God's sake, weren't we named entertainers of the 50 entertainers of the year of the last century?
No, of the century.
We've been honored, we've been honored by the fucking Library of Congress.
Yeah, we're in the Library of Congress.
And
no, they didn't return us.
This is what we do.
What do you mean?
Somebody took us out of the Library of Congress, hasn't returned us.
They checked us out.
I called up. No, you're not there. It's overdue.
No, that's terrible.
We're overdue at the Library of Congress. That's insane.
It's going to cost us a fortune.
Here's why. Here, take a page.
All right.
Take a page.
I got it.
Here.
Oh, okay.
There's hamburger all over the highway in Mystic, Connecticut.
Clone me, Dr. Memory.
It's just this little chromium switch here.
I said live it or live with it.
Hey, Paolo, he broke the president.
Give them a light and they'll follow it anywhere.
Holy mudhead, mackerel.
The Department of Redundancy Department.
My God, I've got jaundice. He stopped on a dime. Unfortunately, the dime was in Mr. Rococo's pocket.
Now, I'm not one to sanction stupidity as a national pastime, but...
Oh. But...
Well, that ended it.
How about,
nice poem.
Is this your bar of soap?
Mm. That one always gets... They know that. That's iconic.
We'll wash our hands after we weave. And if we're a girl before... What the hell did that
mean? We'll march, et cetera. Till we don't have to march no more. Don't have to march no more. Don't have to march no more.
Girls are dainty.
Do you know, we were
about the icebox.
That was Occupy America, man. We're bringing the war back. Back home, isn't that what OWS is doing?
It's in the water.
Not a violent war. It's an ironic war. It's very brave.
But which war are we talking about?
To your point, you have one.
How
you told me you're coming in here without a point. I left mine at the hotel.
Don't point that finger at me, man. I'll cut it off.
It's all about edge, isn't it? Really, it's just edge.
Self-indulgent. Can we be?
I don't know. Let's keep talking.
How did we pull this off?
Because it's KBOO. It's free.
I'm talking about your entire career.
This is retro.
Your life. I'm talking about your life.
Yeah, how did you pull this off?
You're trying to make me nauseous.
How did you pull this off?
No. You are trying to make me nauseous talking that way all the way back.
Have a toke. You'll feel better.
Up.
No, if I get closer to the mic, it'll make you feel even more nauseous.
Oh, that's better. It sounds like sex with my hat.
Because this is my nauseous voice.
Can you give me sex with my hat,
this is the... Dr. Winky Dink voice.
Doctor, I've got a problem.
What is your problem?
Well, I got a problem, which is
tell me your problem.
I'm losing
your problem.
I'm losing my optimism,
hair?
Doctor.
No.
That's it. I just said it. It's a great relief. I'm losing my optimism. I thought he was dispensational. He's just a nice guy who likes to drone wedding parties. And so I would like to get my optimism back.
I lost my ophthalmologist just the other day, and I can't see my way to find another.
He's running Syria. Yeah, he is. You know that rogue ophthalmologist? What's his name? Assad?
That's what I said.
Yeah, well, he's in trouble.
Yeah, he went back to Wall Street.
No, really?
No, yeah, he went back to Wall Street.
You mean he was on, because Syria putting so much squeeze on him,
well,
he went to Wall Street?
He was there in the UN.
It was the Great Wall of China Street.
They had him for a week, and then he went back to Wall Street.
It's all insider stuff.
Sure. I mean, could you run a big country?
No.
Could you run a little country?
No, I'm not people. Corporations are. I don't have the wherewithal. There you go.
So you got to have a guy who can run a country and knows that corporations are people.
I'm running my own country.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that was
there we go.
See, I got my own country gone.
You just gave me my appetite back. Thank you very much, because these guys were making
me
nauseous.
Hey, in my country, we're holding your optimism for ransom.
Oh, no. That is... That is so uncouth, and yet it is ironic.
It's ironic and cruel.
Yes.
And it's cruelly ironic.
It's a money-making idea.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
Because if you want your optimism back, you better just pay me.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute.
No, no, no.
Tell that guy Obama that he can chip in.
You know what you're telling me? You're telling me to long tail my optimism.
I don't know.
Are you crazy?
I don't know what that means. Why is a long tail?
Long tail is where you go a long time making just a little bit of money and you brand yourself up until you're truly optimistic. That's long tailing, like retailing. They got to come in the store and get robbed.
Wait a minute. You just used the word money.
Ingratiating himself.
I don't even know what. I just don't have any money. So I don't see how I could long tail.
I don't see how they let you in the room, man.
No, they don't.
No, you're well dressed. Are those your clothes?
We should have run this.
Really? That's very kind of what? In Northwest? No, how is he dressed?
Talking over each other.
He's wearing flannel. He's wearing Uggs.
They are talking.
He's like
over
layered to the
point. The only thing weird about him is he hasn't got a mustache.
And it's wet.
Talking
not enough facial hair.
Yeah, I mean, I'm back in L.A. I don't even know what time it is down there. There's only one season, Coffee shop.
This is George Tirebiter, and I'd like to remind you that everyone knows that this is the midst of the disillusionment and heartbreak season.
Yeah, I told you. I lost my optimism.
There you go. And with the recent outbreak of a suicidal strain of loss of optimism right here in Portland.
It's a pit.
You'd better keep a close watch on your emotions and remember the 7 danger signals of depression.
Will you count them out?
There's one. Yeah. A general and lasting feeling of hopelessness. Inability to concentrate.
What? What'd you say?
What?
Excuse me. I don't remember. That's all right. Okay.
Loss.
All right. Okay.
Of self-esteem.
Fear of rejection. What?
Fear of rejection.
Oh, get on.
Put a bird on it.
God.
Misdirected anger. All right. Calm down, will you please?
That's good. Jeez. Hey, should we hire him?
Wow.
No, really. This guy could be like the Shakespeare
method acting.
Really angry.
Wait a minute. Where was
it? Just old. Just
feelings of guilt.
Because of
all of that. And
shame, too. I'm
extreme dependency on others.
That's okay, Dave. You'll be all right.
You need us.
We love you.
I need you. At the first sign of these symptoms,
what do I do?
Follow these simple rules. Just keep working.
Simple?
Okay.
Keep working.
I wrote this a long time. Drink as much as possible.
Time for that.
And take your television's advice. And you know, more TVs recommended. I don't mean transvestites.
I mean that you should think that subconsciously when I say TV, that's what it says. The transvestite, the cross-dressing is
TVs
just a footnote. You're right.
Recommend an amazing new psychic breakthrough.
What's that?
Confidence in the system.
Oh,
yeah.
Fast, in the system.
Safe, and guaranteed by constant federal control. You know, confidence in the system.
That's good.
Will keep democracy or whoever has. Being democratic at the moment.
Get on with it. Wait,
in power. Longer, and tend to calm and obscure the miseries of disillusionment and despair.
That was obscure. I didn't get the last part.
Confidence.
Like the bell. Uh-oh, sorry.
I mean, it's the wrap-up, okay?
Okay, go.
The wrap-up. Okay. Confidence in the system. An easy-to-swallow propaganda form or now fast-acting thought control. Remember, only your professional broadcaster knows for sure. And then I've got this thank you for listening and good night, but it's too early, isn't it?
Well, it's too early for good night. Says good night, they'll cut it in.
Yes, confidence in the system, dear friends.
It's a Photoshop world.
You know, I started this is the original script for this.
No,
this
you brought the original script.
No, it's actually the original script.
You haven't
script.
Sold it?
This is...
good.
This is George Tirebiter. And you know, Tirebiter appeared on our third album in 1970. The next time he appeared was as a narrator for a series on WGBH radio called Radio Movies. George Tirebiter and I narrated these movies. And at one point, we got ourselves stuck in the past. It was
where you are right now, buddy.
There we go.
If you think this is the present, you like it slow.
Tirebiter has been, like Danger, has been a... has an independent icon. Life. An independent
his
life.
Own life.
Oh. Cash yeah, has his own life.
Cash cow. Oh, let's sure. just say what it is.
Yeah, right.
right. Yeah, we eat meat here.
This
cash,
has some
couple
of your
of
DNA
cash
on
cows.
It.
Yeah, Tarbiter in danger. Yeah. 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 Keeping me afloat. So you don't have any laws or money in your land?
I don't. Well, no. My land is primarily a land of imagination.
Oh, come
my land is your land.
No, no, really. I'm not kidding. We just make things up, and then when we think they're funny enough, we assign a dollar value to them.
And put them in the cloud.
There you go.
There you go, man. Yeah, right. And then you just download it whenever you need them.
I'm in that cloud right
oh,
now.
Oh, you're in the cloud.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have him over, like, what, 15, 16 different servers so you won't get lost?
I think it's true, isn't it? I keep asking, would one of these servers bring me something, a cup of coffee, a drink, or something like that? But none of them seem to be doing anything but generating huge amounts of electricity or eating up huge amounts of electricity and generating large amounts of heat.
Yes, and also suffering occasional soft error. So that's why we're here, to help you with that.
Because you have something to do with soft errors?
No, because yeah, you have a parody problem.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're not
parody,
here.
Parody has been my downfall. I cannot make fun of anything.
Anything about parody, no. Because right now, you're a little about 3 seconds behind us, but we're buffering you up. So just keep going.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, I'm loading then.
You're loading. Just, now, right, but, yeah, but we got the animation on the lip, so it looks like you're actually
He's already loaded.
Because the audio is already loaded.
Wait a minute. I just stopped for a minute. And then you're going to catch up now, okay?
That's it. There we are.
There we go. And here we're back.
Hey.
All right.
It seems like yesterday.
What the hell were we talking about?
We were talking about the incredible level of self-congratulatory self-indulgence
that the Firesign Theater
has developed.
Has developed into an art form. In my country, that's the only art form there is self-indulgence.
And self-centeredness.
There, the Firesign Theater is king.
King.
He is king.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Well.
Yeah, your trick knee's acting up again, Peter. I just heard it squeak.
That could be it. It just could be a time thing, though, you know. I mean, these guys could be in another, sound feels like they're in another time frame right now. They're both laying back and they're not saying a thing. Yeah.
Boy, it's reached that point where in the old days on Radio Free Oz, we'd pretty much put on a raga.
Yes, you would. Yeah, about 22 minutes in, right?
20 minutes, and then we would leave the station.
And the people were hearing this music for the first time, right? This is 1966.
Now who's it's drifting into the past, Bergman?
Well, no, I am. I was going back to...
Jeez.
Yeah, I was going back to Ravi Shankar.
Yeah, don't want to talk about history.
Oh, the lost tape of Ravi Shankar.
Hey, I'm a sentimentalist. It's okay. You can bust
Nobody
me
knows.
I'm not
going to
bust you on it.
No, I mean, you know, not everybody's Lawrence of
when
Arabia.
We went and
I am, but not everybody.
Not everybody.
No, not everybody is. Well, I am.
Well, yeah, you too, because...
Because I can do an Arabic accent.
Yes, you can. That's good.
And I have sand in my teeth.
Now be careful. You're going into dangerous territory when you start doing Arabic humor. Keep it non-religious and no pictures of you know who.
And shut up.
All right. No, don't even put the same letters in you know who's name together. Even in the same sentence.
Don't even think about him, her, him. Whatever the hell.
Don't think about him.
Or his or her nipples falling off.
That's asking a bit much. Yeah.
There are many people who didn't probably hear that part of the last show where that was a
characteristic. These people have nothing to do but listen to these shows.
Oh, really?
Come on.
It's like... you mean it's not like, you know, you listen to this week of Dragnet and next week you don't know the plot? Or
no,
like
and
that?
Speaking of Dragnet, let's say goodbye to Harry Morgan.
That's why it's immediately on my head, isn't it?
Harry Morgan. Who changed his name from Henry Morgan because of
Henry Morgan.
Has anybody
whom
got a
I also knew.
Anybody got, uh-oh, here comes the
nine.
Name.
Nine.
Yeah.
Nine and a half
because of the death. Has anybody got a Ouija board? Because that'll help. These people need a Ouija board over here to keep some comedy going. What?
And Margaret Hamilton. I met them at the same party.
That doesn't count at all.
Did she die?
That's like a negative.
No. I don't know. She was killed, crushed by a house.
Margaret Hamilton. Yes. That puts him back to seven and a half.
No. Wicked Witch. Cleveland Playhouse. Cleveland fucking Playhouse. We're going to a 9.5. I am the Curtis LeMay of clout.
So wait a minute. Curtis LeMay has a car museum.
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
The Curtis LeMay Car Museum, which used to be in Reno, Nevada,
yeah,
has been moved to Tacoma, Washington.
Well, you don't know why, right?
Pretty much my hometown.
They didn't need a
hardened building anymore.
Didn't Lee Harvey Oswald try to shoot Curtis LeMay?
No. He used to shoot at Curtis LeMay.
Well, that's what I meant.
In a general sense. Yeah, that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Right, you know. Not close.
He practiced on Curtis LeMay.
Well, he had to kill five or six historical characters at once from that window.
Oh, of course. And Curtis LeMay had enough cars that he could kill them all in cars.
When, you know, he was a car freak, and he was a
Curtis LeMay car museum? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm down at this end of the table, guys, and I don't hear everything. So the Curtis LeMay old car museum
is now in Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah.
And that's where Lee Harvey Oswald got shot?
Lee Harvey Oswald did not get shot. Lee Harvey Oswald shot Curtis LeMay.
That's right.
In his car?
In Dallas.
In Dallas, man.
Why is there a museum in Dallas?
The museum, because they hated him so much. Well, a museum for a guy they often
know. Why would it be in Tacoma? Who goes there?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, you're there. How many times do you want to see a car?
I would like to see one as often as Curtis will let me into one of his cars.
It's very
so
exclusive.
What, you got a monthly pass or something?
No, no,
I
no,
do.
No. It's,
it's like the Glass Museum?
Yeah, it's, it is like the Glass
you
Museum.
Got a, you're going to see the same Chihuly over and over and over and see Curtis LeMay in his car?
Are you referring to women as Chihulys? Do you realize how how embarrassing that
what
is?
What language are you speaking?
Their Chihulys will fall off if they smoke too much.
Well, that's like Sheila's. No, that...
It's not like that at all.
Oh, it's that guy.
Chihuly.
Chihuly, that's the guy
Chihuly,
with one eye.
Chihuly, oh. Chihuly. No, that girl is gone again. Chihuly, Chihuly. I knew her nipples
went... We're going into... You're
the
right.
Irish
we're losing
tenor
clout.
Has returned.
Yeah. Irish music, we're down to five.
That's not Irish music. That's the music man, for heaven's sake.
Well, okay. Four and a half. See, we're just...
What's the matter? Aren't you gay?
We have almost no clout left. I thought we were really going to, like, get out there. People would start paying attention. But here we go again.
You mean we've just gone inside?
He's singing old musicals. Nobody knows. I love them, by the way.
It's Shapoopy, by the way.
That's right. See, Phil knows.
It is Shapoopy. And in fact, you know, on Family Guy, I watch Family Guy.
Okay, you're right.
Because I like Family Guy.
Sure. Okay, yeah.
They do the entire song once as some sort of bizarre football ritual.
That's something to do, man. They have to write scripts all day, every week, sitting around the table. You got the
let's
flu. You got to write that script.
Put on a raga.
So, yeah, let's put on a raga. Let's make the guys go whoopee whoopee.
I think this
stuff.
Is the raga.
This is it, right? So, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe, you know, like they say, when I was in the advertising business, you couldn't mention anybody in an ad that was more than 17 years old because they said nobody who buys anything will know what you're talking about. Really, movie
I
ads.
Don't. Yeah, I don't. Even
I didn't know what
talking.
I was talking about, but if. If Shapoopy is on the Family Guy, then it's relevant again. We can put it right back into the...
Sooner or later, everything becomes relevant again, like your optimism, which I can feel coming back.
Really?
I believe we are moving back into a more optimistic era.
Can we call it the Big O? Because they talk about the big... They won't talk about the Big D.
I would like to call it the Big O, and I would also like to say that I believe that Mr. Obama...
Yeah.
Our dear leader,
Big O,
friend and pal,
yep.
is going Barry. To be reelected.
Yep.
Why? Because Newt Gingrich has ascended to heaven.
That's right.
That's why.
Carried by a little naked
Who
cherub.
Says these shows don't have some kind of thread
you
or
are.
Point?
Right. You are. I mean, who are you listening to?
Come right. on.
This is good.
I'm listening to myself.
Yeah,
it
that's
is good.
It. That's a book of me. That's You're right. listening to the book of me, and it's making sense.
Hey. Who wrote the book of me?
Oh.
I did.
Yeah. You did.
There you go.
Some of it as late as last night.
Yeah.
In the motel.
This is fresh.
It's fresh stuff.
Good stuff.
Here it comes.
It's the book of me.
Yeah,
it's all about me.
Yeah, I know.
And it's all about the fact that I somehow, in my bizarre and strange life.
Segway.
Yeah, I can say.
I shared it with these same three idiots.
Doodly 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 doo. We're back.
And we're laughing.
What is this, Pete? About things that happened before day before yesterday. Everything. Everything is equally relevant.
I'll go.
Everything,
with that.
Even old Broadway tunes. You know. It's all equal.
I was just.
There's no now or then.
No, it's
I was
all
just
now.
Monetizing my snottiness. I wasn't any more
deeply
into it than that.
Well,
that's all.
Send me a bill.
Oh, I already did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it bounced back. It said you were on vacation.
That's right.
You look like you're on vacation. We billed you anyway.
Okay. Well,
all right.
That's good. Okay.
Hello, suckers. I mean, seekers. Milton Bosky here with more shortcuts to big bucks.
Oh,
and
this
tonight,
is what we need. Right?
I'm going to tell you how to run for president of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
You think you're not qualified? Just take a look at the bozos already in the race. Okay, like Kane and Perry and Gingrich and Larry, Moe and Curly, you probably think that you haven't got a 1% chance, but you're 99.9% wrong. It's easy. Just get yourself a solid platform or a sturdy box, climb up on it, and start talking. Doesn't matter what you say, as long as you talk loud and use my 10 magic words. Taxes, vote, jobs, more, America, guarantee, peace, spending, no, and me. Doctor, use them in any order you like, but use them all, like, America, I guarantee peace and jobs, no more spending or taxes. Vote for me.
That's good.
Try it. The worst that can happen is you get elected.
That's right.
Malcolm Bosque, I'm so glad he's back.
Yeah. Well, these are difficult.
Let him out of jail about 3 months ago, you know.
These are difficult times.
How about 17 years
for
Blagojevich? How about
14?
14.
You're putting the pressure on the 14 years
in penitentiary? How bad is that,
with
man?
Time served and with the whole thing, he'll be out in six.
Is there a governor's wing in the Illinois
State Penitentiary? Yeah, they build one.
So they're all together, the governors.
All the governors from Chicago are all there.
Now, wait a minute. My question is, if Blaga goes to jail, is he a Aryan Supremo? He's got to choose. he can't be like African American.
No, man, he's got the hair.
Muslim. So what is he, like a moderate?
He's got Slavic hair.
There's no gang for him unless he goes
Hair. He's the Slavic hair gang.
Slavic hair gang.
It's got to start sometime. Well, he's going to get the shit beat out of him.
Well,
of course he
would.
It's a great idea.
Yeah,
of course he would. Of course he would.
Yep. The 116th Street Slavic hair gang. Officer.
Blago! Yeah.
They shook my hand to death.
It was all my fault, but okay.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. The Republican Party is crumbling as we speak. It will no longer be a national public party in like 4 years, and some member of the one-party state, the Democrats, going to pardon him at some point because we're going to say, Blago out. Come on, man, Blago. He's fun.
We love Blago.
He's still got the hair.
How about Dr. Jackson?
He'll always have the hair.
How about Jackson's killer? Didn't he get 14 years, too?
Oh. That doctor?
14 years for bad behavior.
What'd he get?
14 years, didn't he also?
4 years?
Four years.
It was a bogus
14.
Trial. It was all bogus.
Boy,
4 years is a lot different, I would think, than 14. I mean, blah.
You know, they say that, you know, like, these aren't Roman times. People say, oh, this isn't Roman times, this is America, you know. And then you find out that the Secretary of the Treasury, in the midst of the great, you know, save America before it falls apart, is taking secret meetings with his old buddies at Goldman Sachs and telling him everything he's doing. So I just told him what I had on my mind. Really? Got that on your mind? Buy the fucking sell out of that.
That's one of the most confusing things I've ever heard. Did you follow that?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he did.
That's how confusing we are in my country.
I knew you'd say something like that.
In the country of me, we don't have a clear thought.
Oh, so it's
we don't
that
have
made
we
perfect
don't,
sense to you.
Reasoning
then
has gone away, far, far away.
Where it belongs.
Yes, that's why we understand Peter.
To another country, far, far away.
Yes.
Oh no, it's really much simpler than that. You know, really, basically, I'm in the now, and they're there to some degree or another coming up.
Oh, did you hear that, David? Now he's in the now.
I heard that.
He's not in the new necessarily.
No, see,
we knows. That's
I'm playing that
he
right
doesn't
now. That's
really,
just too
tragic. He's playing the now.
I'm playing the now.
But here's the whole thing.
What's that?
They're all equal. It's no now.
Yeah, now backwards is one. Yeah. I won.
There you go.
There's no now. That's better than the Wu Wei. Because the Wu Wei is chicken's way out.
Wu on.
Well, you know, and infinite parallel lines. Talk about design. You know, that's a tough thing to draw. I don't want to live with infinite parallel lines.
It's architectural, man.
Yeah, it's no good. Not the Wu Wei. Like, what did you say? The four?
Mies van der whatever, you know, kind of lines. You mean parallel.
Yeah, forever.
You know, they're like aluminum.
So what did you say? What'd you call us?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, there you go. We lost it. It was a great name. Would have made our fortune. We just lost. Blew it.
Yeah, I was looking for a way to get forced perspective in there somewhere, but it didn't
work.
You
just
did. No.
What are you talking about? That's the rule. You
get at least one.
Wait,
you're saying this is now?
Well, yeah.
You mean this right now is now?
You're getting FaceTime.
Hey,
you're getting FaceTime.
It
is that
sucks.
Enough?
Okay. It sucks.
Of course it is.
It's not
good. It doesn't.
Good.
No.
Now isn't?
No. Wait a minute.
How now?
Wait.
Let's
refine. He's trying to get his thoughts back.
Let's refine optimism.
Okay.
Oh, that's
right. Let's look in our pockets, and what do we find? Oh, a glistening ball of optimism.
Yeah, I got to be optimistic, yeah, man, right. Because if I don't, this place would be really, it'd be a cruel joke if I wasn't optimistic. Oh, I can't wait to lie down in the Schadenfreude and watch everybody go to the Stone Age.
Yeah, cosmic.
Because that's what you're hearing, right? Yeah. Going right back down to Stone Age, and everybody's going to run out of everything, and there's going to be, you know, it's going to be people with swords and guns and rocks, you know, your door.
Yeah, considerably like different.
That's happening, of course, already in L.A., but I don't think that's going to happen all around the country.
No, it's happening all around the country on iPads.
It's happening in Russia. Thing. It's happening in Russia. They're having uncomfortable times.
Uncomfortable. Everybody's having an uncomfortable time, but the apocalypse is happening in game land.
Yeah,
yes,
but did you know that they razzed Putin? Did you know that?
They razzed
Putin.
He's trying out his stand-up.
You don't know this. Nobody reads anything. I can't believe it. You're stupid Americans.
You like this?
Yeah.
You like
this? He was showing Putin. Good. Putin was showing himself for a big, a public event, and they razzed him. They booed him. They razzed Putin.
Razzed Putin?
Yes.
It's the new Rasputin.
It is the new Rasputin.
They're not going to shoot him and drop him into the canal. They're just going to razz him.
They just make fun of him. That's humiliating
for worse.
Him.
That's worse.
He had to take his shirt off.
Negative FaceTime.
And pick
face
up an
time.
Old Greek vase.
Yeah.
He was so humiliated.
Yeah, well.
I don't see how we could top that.
Nobody knows what
I think
those
that
references
this is actually
either,
about the top of the mountain.
Rasputin.
You think so?
I mean, when you build up a gag, and then extend it.
And like explain it.
And then have to,
if this is the end,
we could let
part.
Them go and they could describe it and then do it again.
They could Google
they
it. They could Google it. Yeah. Find out if I'm, if it's true or not, right?
Look.
Yeah, look.
Exactly. But I did. It's
metaphorical, isn't it?
Look.
You're on the radio. Don't say look.
Oh, no. Optimism all has to. Optimism means looking. It comes from optical. It doesn't come from doo-wop. It isn't the op at the end of doo-wop.
No.
You're not a do-optimist. You're just an optimist, right?
I'd like to be a do-optimist.
Yes, you would.
I think it's a good point.
I heard myself say it. I want to do it too.
Do-optimist, man.
I want to be a do-optimist, man.
It's better than the Eagles.
Hey, man.
Come on.
It kept me alive, man. Alan Freed lived three streets down from me in Shaker
Ten.
Heights.
What is that? Nine or ten?
Yeah, ten. There's my ten. Yeah. Was that for Shaker Heights or Alan Freed?
All right.
Alan Freed.
Shaker Heights is a negative.
Yeah, I'll dedicate it to Alan Freed. He took a hard, he took a trip. I mean, he screwed up, but he took a real hard rap, man.
I know nothing about Alan Freed.
Is he in jail now?
No, he's dead, man. He's dead. So, he was okay.
Freed. If I live in the past, I get,
Tourist.
Tourist, yeah.
What?
But if he lives in the past,
yeah,
it's like Shaker Heights, man.
Yeah, right.
You know,
he can get away
with it. I didn't live in Shaker Heights. No. It's very hard to be a comedian if you're not Jewish and live in Shaker Heights.
That's true. Most of us
very
are.
Very tough.
Except for the Amish. Cut your beard, man. That's the Amish, man. That's they're
I'm
funny.
The Amish one.
And you guys.
We grew up normal, and it's been.
White trash.
What do you mean? You grew up in India.
White
one
trash
point, right?
Is not the word. Okay, we're going to leave
behind. No, no, no. We wouldn't
we're
going
to step
we're
right up from that. We're going to say
trash.
Solid middle class.
You're saying that white trash is not a respectable thing?
Oh, no.
You think that white trash is not a good thing?
It's a good thing. It's just not a...
It's a good thing.
It's not worthy of our respect, but it's a good thing.
No, it may not be worthy of your respect, but it is worthy of respect. It's worthy of your optimism.
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Oh, that's your own question? Why?
Because your hope lies in white trash.
It's true,
There is enough white trash in this country that they can determine things like, say, elections.
How about white trash and blue trash? Because that's that working middle, the Reagan Democrats, that whole so-called independents. White trash and blue trash.
You're talking about Reagan trash.
Well, no, I'm just trashing. Trash talk.
Reagan trash was a sad, sad thing, and we're still living in the fact of Reagan trash.
We're in a midden of Reagan trash.
I mean, 25 years ago, there were not homeless people in the streets of this country.
No,
until Reagan
crazy homeless
put them there.
Right after Vietnam, there was. That had to do with Reagan. The minute.
No,
that,
it was all Reagan's fault.
Yeah, well.
It really
he
was
in California. Yeah,
and
he
controlled things from California.
Yeah, so yeah. But anyway, we're optimistic. We are optimistic. And I'm optimistic because all the people that are going to run against Obama are wing nuts. Obvious even to anybody. I put myself as the average man, which I may or may not be, but anybody that looks at those people after a while and goes, no, 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 no. He's a real person up there, yeah. You know, he's not perfect by any means. A lot of things he does makes me really pissed off. But I like him. I'd rather have him than a fascist, and he's no fascist. Oh, yeah? Well, he's connected to Goldman Sachs and Wall Street. Next. Well, that's a sin.
Would you elect a fashionista?
I don't know. Oh, no, last for a season. Hey, government for a season.
There you go.
Change the government every 4 seasons.
Sure.
It was painful austerity last 4 months. Now we're into a kind of rugged optimism.
That says Yves Saint Stool.
Yves Saint Stool looks just coming down in the ruggedly optimistic dress.
Look at that stride.
Has some good fur on it. The rest is all just kind of cotton. You know, and she's ambivalent. She's walking ambivalently. But that's still optimistic. You should have seen my agonistic joy show. The fashions of agonistic joy. Can't even get into it. Too deep.
Can't even understand it.
No, can't.
Do you understand that, Phil?
No.
What? Even you didn't understand that?
In my country, we don't understand much.
No, you don't.
Ha.
And we're proud of it.
Yeah, okay. And your pride keeps you alive and warm.
And optimistic. Right.
And optimistic, whatever that means.
Yeah. Well, it means that you miss all the bad stuff. You know, your eyesight, Opti, is not
good.
Wait,
let me ask this, though. Are my nipples still on?
I don't know. Let's
see. You know, that's
coming
even,
in the shower.
Even now, that's a question.
Let's
I can't
wrestle.
Answer. I couldn't have imagined that question like 30 years ago.
No, yeah.
But now that I'm in the presence of it, I'm silenced.
Mr. Sandusky, can we slide on our bare butts across the shower floor?
I don't know. Let's try it.
Come and get it. Oh, let me put the grease down. Hey,
I'll hold on to your legs.
And I'll lie down here and get a good look, and I can judge which one of you goes the fastest.
That Newt Gingrich above us?
No, little Newt.
No, that's
Representative Wiener taking the picture of his wiener in the House of Representatives gym. We're not living in fucking Rome. This isn't Rome.
No.
Whoa.
We're living here now.
This is the now. This is the now. Pictures of his dick. What if you're standing next to him, you know, doing weights or, you know, the bicycle of nowhere, and there's Wiener taking shots of a dick with his iPhone. This is House of Representatives gym. This isn't like Gold's Gym in Venice.
He's from the House of Representatives. Figure he's doing something worthwhile.
You're not thinking
he's just taking a picture of his dick
for
sexual purposes.
No,
he's doing it for some appropriation or legislation.
It's legislative.
Could be,
it's communicative.
Collegial. Could be collegial.
It's his way of saying no major, to a bill. Are you with us on this one, Wiener?
Penal support. Penal support. Support your penis.
Speaking of penal support.
Especially when you get as old as I am.
We are just about to hit the midnight hour.
Oh, really?
The fateful midnight hour.
You mean the end of show 4?
And we really
want
to do an ID for this station.
Yes, and we want to remind you, time shift whatever, tomorrow, Friday the 9th and Saturday the 10th, at 8 o'clock, we're at the
Winning Style
Theater here in Portland. And this is coming to you from KBOO, which I personally think is the finest radio station on the globe.
90.7 KBOO FM.
And you can quote me on that, man.
And this is George Tirebiter saying, whenever I'm in wherever I am, I always listen to, I always have some boo.
KBOO
at 90.7 FM.
We're legal.
And there you have it. 12:06. Good night.
That got rare.
It is great.